Now the fourth benefit is here in verse 3, and he says, and not only so, but we glory. Well, a better word there is we joy. Not in tribulations, unless you understand that to mean troubles, but we joy in troubles also, knowing that trouble worketh patience. That is, trouble worketh patience. Patience doesn't come automatically. And patience experience, and experience hope. Now the thing that is quite interesting here are two words that are associated with trouble. One is joy and the other is hope. You probably ought to mention the third, that's patience. But God has to work that into us, although it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. In other words, it takes trouble really to bring out the very best in the believer's life. That's the only way that God can get fruit out of the life of the believer, is by pruning the branches. And this is the method. Now, this is the opposite that the world uses. If you're in a nice situation, you have no troubles. Then you're going to have fun. And then you can also probably be a little patient. That is, if there's no reason for being patient. And then you may have a little hope as you go along. But that's not the way it is with the child of God. Actually, troubles work these things out in our lives. Now, will you notice here that he mentions the fifth and sixth actually that go together? He says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. And that's verse 5. Now, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. That's the fifth one. It doesn't mean our love for God. It means God's love for us. And this love is made real by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Now, this is the first time that we've had any reference to the Holy Spirit as such, as a ministry, here in this epistle of Romans. And it's just mentioned here in this list of the present benefits. We actually will not come to the ministry of the Holy Spirit until we get to the 8th chapter of Romans. And then he's mentioned many times, over 20. But here the Holy Spirit is given to every believer. Not just to some believers, but to all believers. And he actualizes or makes real the love of God in the hearts of believers. You see, every believer gets the Holy Spirit indwelt by the Spirit of God. Even those carnal Corinthians, Paul said, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And they were a carnal lot, and he called them babes in Christ. That's wonderful. I'm glad it's that way, because when I came to Christ, I got the whole ball of wax. He gave it all to me. And that's God's love for us. We need today to be conscious of the fact that God loves us. Many people today need to be assured of that in their lives, and only the Spirit of God, of course, can make that real in our lives.